Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Charles James. The Philadelphia Film Festival celebrates 25 years, beginning October 20th through the 30th at multiple screens in Philadelphia. They'll present 15 to 20 films per day. Tonight, we'll be talking with Michael Lerman to discuss some of those films at this year's festival. My guest tonight is Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Film Festival and a veteran programmer of film festivals. He also currently curates the Toronto International Film Festival and the Palm Springs International Film Festival and co-runs a production company called Tiger Industry Films, for which he produces, directs, writes, and edits. Michael Lerman, welcome to the Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thanks so much for having me.
In this 25th year of the Philadelphia Film Festival, it has much to boast about, including a consistent, high-level offering of quality films. It engages schools and community groups, arts and cultural organizations, and features guest appearances at the festival by directors and actors.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year for us. I think, we're really excited about it being our 25th festival, and we're trying to make it bigger and better than ever, so...
This year's group of films in the Masters of Cinema category features some great work by directors who are well-recognized internationally, and beginning with, from Belgium, the Dardenne brothers, whose masterful film 2 Days, One Night was at a past Philadelphia Film Festival, and they're back with another feature at this year's festival.
Yeah, the film's called The Unknown Girl, and it's an interesting one for them because it's a mystery, and it's kind of a detective story. It actually has a doctor who, she's a female doctor, and she witnesses something outside of her clinic one night, and she kind of turns herself into a detective trying to track down what happened. It's got all the amazing tropes of all their previous work, but it's a different kind of genre for them to be working in, and it's really exciting and fascinating to watch.
Did this show at the Toronto Film Festival as well? This is called The Unknown Girl. And there are also a couple of directors in the Masters of Cinema category this year who were recognized for Best Foreign Film by the Academy. Iranian director Asghar Farhadi, he had been recognized for The Separation, and then No Man's Land director Danis Tonovic. They each have films in the festival this year.
Yeah, Asghar Farhadi made A Separation, which is actually one of my favorite movies of all time, and he's come back with not a very different film, but a different style for him. He's been making these kind of intricately plotted, I don't want to call them morality tales, but they question kind of the ethics in society. And this is like that, but it's something different because it's called The Salesman, and it plays off Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman and these people putting together a production of Death of a Salesman, but also how that plays into a little bit of an ethical quandary in Iranian society. It's really fascinating. It's got great performances. It's a really good film. And the Denis Tenovic film is called Death in Sarajevo. It's very cinematic, and it's very tricky. It's very different from No Man's Land, but it's equally as cinematic. It's about a hotel they're about to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, and some VIP statesmen are coming in to make a speech, but it's also, there's some thugs lurking around the hotel, and there's a lot having to do with workers, and it has to do with the class system. It's complicated, and it is political, involves Bosnian politics, but it also is beautiful and intriguing and really kind of edge-of-your-seat cinematic. So I highly recommend checking that one out.
It seems like there's quite a few of these terrific directors presenting works this year. Is that kind of a lucky thing to have that many opportunities all in one year?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I would like to think that we have terrific directors every year, but I think that this year we have a higher number of auteurs that have been recognized on an international stage. That's not to say we don't have a large number of first features like we do every year, and there's some great first features, and I love taking a look at all of them. But we also, our Masters of Cinema section, who's people that, like the Dardenne brothers and like Denis Tenovic, who's been around for a long time and have won several awards, a lot of them are back with new work. So that section happens to be larger than it's ever been before, so.
And Ken Loach is back with a film that explores the hardship of dealing with government bureaucracy in a film called I, Daniel Blake.
Yeah, this is the film that won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. It was the big prize winner. I think he's about 80, and he's just as angry as ever, which is great because Loach in top form, which this really is something very special. It's funny, but it's also biting and terrifying, and it has to do with the lack of social services for a certain class of people in the UK.
Let's play a clip from that one.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. I'm appointed to carry out assessments for employment and support allowance. Can you walk more than 50 metres?
Yes.
Can you raise either arm as if to put something in your top pocket?
Yes. Can I ask you a question? Are you medically qualified?
I've had a major heart attack. I've been told by my doctor I'm not supposed to go back to work yet.
I'm afraid you must continue to look for work, or your benefit payments will be frozen.
There must be some mistake.
If you've been deemed fit for work, your only option is job seeker's allowance.
Well, I want to appeal.
You have to apply online, sir.
I was a carpenter. I've never been anywhere near a computer.
So you need to run the mouse up the screen.
No.
Not now? No, not like that.
I'm just going round in circles.
Look, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I'm trying to explain to you a situation, and you don't care.
I've got about 12 quid in my purse.
Do you know what? You've created a scene, all right?
Jesus Christ!
What am I supposed to do?
Who's first in this queue?
I am.
Do you mind if this young lass signs on first?
No, you carry on.
This isn't your concern. I want you to get out as well.
It's a monumental farce, isn't it? Looking for non-existent jobs. And all it does is humiliate me.
You've done nothing to be ashamed of. You're alone with two kids. You've done amazing.
I've seen it before. Good people. On the street. You could lose everything.
Well, I'm not going to give up. When you lose your self-respect, you're done for.
So you said Ken Loach. This is his film, I, Daniel Blake, a clip from that.
Barley, and shared a film called Angel's Share, and, you know, he made Raining Stones and Riff Raff, these films I grew up with. So.
Does he have a certain perspective he tries to bring to his film?
Yeah, I think he is a vehement supporter of the working class, and he is looking at social realism in a certain class of the UK and constantly looking at the hardships that are kind of bestowed on them by the government, by social services, and by other people.
Those are three different films in the Masters of Cinema. There are some others that have drawn your attention this year, the Masters of Cinema, that you'd like to mention.
Yeah, there's plenty of great films. There's Steve James's Abacus, Small Enough to Jail. Steve James, who's probably best known for his documentary Hoop Dreams. This is a documentary about a Chinese family who started a bank in Chinatown in New York to help enable immigrants to get loans and mortgages when they weren't being approved by any other banks. And it ended up, they started this really noble thing, but because they were so small, it ended up making them a very easy target for prosecution during the housing crisis when things collapsed. And it's an incredible story of what happened to them. I really loved that film. Gianfranco Rosi's Fire at Sea, which won Berlin, is a documentary about kind of Italy's relationship to the sea, and it juxtaposes these migrants trying to make it into Italy's borders, and this very harrowing footage with this 12-year-old whose greatest desire in life is to be a sailor, and it's really amazing to watch those two things pivot off each other. Another film I like quite a bit in the section is called The Net by Kinky Duck, who has come to the festival with some of the edgier work we've shown over the years, like a film called Mobius. The film is not as edgy, but it's interesting. It's sort of a spy story. It's about a North Korean fisherman whose net gets caught in his boat motor, and he is unable to stop the boat from floating across the line into South Korea, where he gets picked up and questioned as if he were a spy for North Korea. And quickly he figures out that his allegiance and his nationalism could be problematic, both there and once he gets home. I think that's quite a good film. I think it's got an amazing central performance, and it's a great political satire, but it's also very, very engaging with the characters. So I'm excited for people to check that out. The last one I'll point out is a film called After Love by Joachim Lafosse, who's a Belgian director. We've had his films before. We had a film called The White Knights last year. This one is a really harrowing kind of portrait of divorce and the economics of divorce. It's terrifying and amazing. It's very claustrophobic. You're stuck inside this house with these two people who are trying to figure out how to work out, how to parse out their lives between the two of them after, you know, after they're no longer in love and their twin daughters who are stuck in the house with them amongst these fights and this tension and these complicated emotions. And it's so well performed. It stars Berenice Bejeau, who's probably best known for The Artist, Cedric Khan, who's a director usually, and gives a great performance here. And it's quite amazing. Those are some of my favorites in the section.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll return with Philadelphia Film Festival Artistic Director Michael Lerman to examine some more of the feature films this year, including films that are in the documentary showcase.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
If you are a Golden Age folky and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
We're back on Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Philadelphia Film Festival Artistic Director Michael Lerman to examine some of the feature films in this year's festival, including films in the documentary showcase. One of the films that drew my attention, looking through the guide that's online at filmadelphia.org, is Best and Most Beautiful Things. Let's play a clip from that first, and then we'll talk about the film.
All right, there's one more thing in the bottom. What?
Oh, you found it.
Is it a flogger? Oh, my goodness.
I'd always felt like I was not normal, like I did not fit in.
At 20 feet, you can see what an average person would see at 1,000 feet.
This is Meowlity, and this is Persephone.
23 dolls.
Yay! I'm in doll heaven.
There's Something About Hamlet by Michelle Smith, an unlicensed psychiatrist who just read the DSM yesterday.
There's a structure here and a regimen here, and all of a sudden it stops. Now you're on your own.
I want to take on the world. The world will be my burrito.
So I went and got a job. And then I got fired from it. And I pretty much spent an entire year in my room. I didn't really have any friends except for this one community that I was involved in.
Community that you were talking about?
When I first got into this lifestyle, I was convinced that no one would want to play with some blind chick. I'm so happy I was wrong.
I want to experience all aspects of life. I want to be able to live on my own. If she finds restraints on my bed or a flogger in my closet, I don't want her to assume the worst.
There never has been a threat of kicking you out. I've never said that to you.
This is my life. I can't live by myself. How am I going to be okay?
Know yourself and know all the challenges you face, and don't put yourself on the sidelines. It is, in fact, up to you.
She's wondering, where do I go from here? What do I do now?
Are you sure I'm not dreaming?
That's a clip from Best and Most Beautiful Things, and talking with Michael Lerman, the artistic director of the Philadelphia Film Festival.
It's a very moving film. It's about a blind autistic girl kind of coming of age, but what's really great about it is it's a real testament to humanity, and she's desperately trying to live a life that's what she considers normal and to be similar to everyone else around her, and it does not shy away from any piece of that. It dives deep into many pieces of her self-discovery that normally a documentary like this wouldn't. So it's really great to watch and a great experience for that reason.
And it takes it through a long stretch of her life, filming her graduation, turning 21, first serious relationship. It sounds like quite a film for a documentary, and it almost reminded me of the film Boyhood.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's an interesting comparison. I don't think it's quite like that, but we see a lot of, for lack of a better term, disability docs that are kind of just talking about what it's like to have a disability. But this is to me more talking about what it's like to be human, and that's a really great thing. And that's kind of a theme that's running through a lot of the documentaries in the section. So, you know, I know another one that we had discussed a little bit beforehand is a film called Love True, and that's very much has similar themes, but it has to do with what it's like to be human and be in love, and what true love means, and the hardships of that, and the incredible pieces of that, and everything in between.
And, you know, looking at the write-up in the guide about Love True, it sounds a little bit more than typical documentary.
Yeah, Alma Harrell, who made the film, kind of her way of making films is to film these impressionistic sequences with the subjects, too. So they're staged, but they're not like reenactments. They're more kind of the feeling of what's happening for people, and it's really fascinating to watch. It puts you right in the mood, and it makes it a very unique documentary experience.
And then there's one that takes a look at some writers for the New York Times. Let me play a clip from that one.
There aren't too many of us doing this anymore. I mean, you could count them on one hand.
I got a few for you.
Ms. Miller, it's Bruce Weber at the New York Times. We would like to run an obituary about your husband.
I was leaning away from doing it, now I'm leaning toward doing it.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's counterintuitive, ironic even, but obits have next to nothing to do with death, and in fact, absolutely everything to do with the life.
So this is another documentary showcase at the Philadelphia Film Festival.
You know, it's interesting. I was listening to that clip, and I was thinking, this has a similar theme, too, because it's very much about humanity. I mean, she says it right there. It's really about celebrating people's lives. And so what's amazing about it is that you get to see how these people work, and that's always fascinating, and kind of the procedures of putting something together at the New York Times that we've seen in other documentaries, too, is really something. The other incredible thing about it is it's like all these mini stories about incredible people, and you dive deep into who these people were and what makes them interesting and what makes them worth writing about in the obit section, but also just all their incredible accomplishments. That it's these great, great stories. So it's really, really a fun watch.
Of these particular documentaries that we discussed, did you see some particular enthusiasm for support of them as you attended festivals?
Yeah, I mean, Love True was definitely, and Obit was definitely a hit in the Tribeca Film Festival. Best of the Most Beautiful Things was a much talked about movie out of South by Southwest. You know, we spend a lot of the time going to other festivals and kind of looking for things and looking for, you know, what's hot, but also kind of what we think will be great for the Philly audience and what we just fall in love with. And these are films that I fell in love with, so I'm excited that we have them here.
So what is the process that you use to break down this enormous year-long task of reviewing film and involving people that help you with this as well at the Philadelphia Film Festival?
I mean, the first piece of the process is really just to watch as much as we can, you know, watch everything we get access to and try to cipher through what's gonna play the best. And then the next piece is kind of negotiation and making sure we have the right deal for anybody that is going to come see it. You know, it's to talk with the distributors and the filmmakers and the sales agents and come to an agreement on what's going to be the best way to play it and whether we can play in Philadelphia. So that's a lot of the job, too. And then it's just kind of looking at the whole big curatorial piece, the schedule. scheduling, all that stuff, how you're going to position it. Yeah, it's those three steps which sound very simple and blow out to something very complex as you start doing them.
Well, the Philadelphia Film Festival runs October 20th through the 30th. It's online at filmadelphia.org. Go online to download a guide and use the Festival Genius Planner to plan your film binge. Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the Festival, thanks for being my guest on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.